How many of us have blown our blessing because we have not been prepared for what God has prepared for us? I'm guaranteeing you that there's a lot of people that God hasn't given to you because God said, you ain't ready yet.
Welcome to Treasure Truth with Pastor and author James Ford Jr., Senior Pastor of the Christ Bible Church in Chicago. I'm Steve Hiller. Glad that you're with us as today we begin a new message and a new little series entitled Jehovah Jireh, My Provider. And you basically have the definition of Jehovah Jireh right there in the title.
Yes, most definitely. It's the basic definition. You know, Jireh is a word that is replete with meaning. When you look at it, it means my provider, but it means more than that. It means the God who sees before. And God sees what we need before we need it and places it where we can get it when we need it. That's how he functions. That's how he operates.
But so often, as you pointed out and what we heard just a moment ago, he's maybe placed what we need there, but we are not ready for what he wants to give us. While God is our provider, it sounds as if there's something for us to do to make sure that we're going to receive all that God wants to give us.
Well, let me just say this, Steve. How old is your child?
I've got a few. So let's go with the 2.5-year-old.
Okay. Will you give him your car keys?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
Because he would wreck that thing instantly.
Oh, yeah. He's not ready for that.
Yeah.
You see, he has to grow to a place where he reaches a stage of maturity or a level mentally that's concomitant with whatever you're giving to him. God does the same thing to us.
Yeah. Well, and that's a good reminder that, you know, if we are not receiving from God what we want from him, what we think we ought to be receiving from him based on the promises of his word, there's probably some work for us to do, some maturity for us to grow.
Oh, yeah. And many of us need to understand that growth is important. Our maturity level is important to what God wants to do, because if he gives it to us prematurely, we're going to mess it up.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard enough with our sin nature not to mess it up anyway, and a good reminder that he's waiting for us to mature to a certain point. Well, right now, we're going to open our Bibles to Genesis chapter 22. Hope you'll join us there as we begin the message, Jehovah Jireh, My Provider. Here is Pastor Ford.
Dr. Helen Rosevere was a missionary to Zaire. Today, Zaire has been renamed. It is the Democratic Republic of the Congo. And so she was working there as a missionary in Africa, and she was working primarily with the ladies. She was helping to deliver babies, and sometimes they would be born premature. Well, one woman died in giving birth to a premature baby. They had been used to saving the premature babies. They didn't have the modern conveniences of an incubator, but they did have a hot water bottle. And they would use that to save those babies' lives. Well, when they went to get the hot water bottle, it had been damaged and beyond repair. And so now they were preparing because they knew that the baby would die. So this mother's leaving behind a preemie baby and a three-year-old girl. And so she says that she had been talking to the children about the power of prayer and how God was Jehovah Jireh. And so the little girl, one of the little girls who had been taught this, said to her, wait a minute, let's pray. She said, okay, you want to pray for her, go ahead. And here's what she prayed, quote, dear God, please send a hot water bottle today. Tomorrow will be too late. And dear Lord, please send his sister a baby doll. That afternoon, a large package came from England, from our home church where the ladies group had gotten together, and they were putting the things together that she had on the list, such as toothbrush and toothpaste and all of the amenities that you don't have in Africa. You don't believe me? Ask Brother Bryant. He's been there more times than I have. And so, she said, okay, let's look for the hot water bottle. And of course, everybody as adults were looking around like, she doesn't realize there's not going to be one in there. And sure enough, the hot water bottle was in there. They're turning to walk away because it's time to take care of the baby now. And the little girl said, wait, don't forget his sister's baby doll. And so they looked at each other because they had never gotten any toys. And they looked in, and sure enough, there was a baby doll in that package. And so the little girl said, well, wait, we have to thank God. And so she led a prayer to thank God for all that he had provided. Now, like Paul Harvey says, I have to tell you the rest of the story. 5 months earlier, did you hear what I said? What did I say? 5 months earlier, the ladies decided they would get together and send the missionary package to their missionary. And of course, it had to go by ship in those days. And so they put everything together, and one woman had brought a hot water bottle, and they said, what do you want that for? That's not on the list. She said, I don't know, but in prayer, God told me, send a hot water bottle. And so I'm putting it in there. And she put it in there. Well, one lady had brought her daughter, and they saw that everybody had put something personal in. And the little girl said, I don't have anything personal to put in. Oh, wait, I have my dolly. I'm going to put my dolly in. And that's how they got that package. Now, when you look at what God has done, it was a little girl's prayer that believed that God would supply, that manifested what God had already provided. In other words, I'm telling you, 5 months before they ever knew they were going to need those items, God had them on the way so that when they needed it, it was there when they needed it. Man, I'll tell you, I mean, that's Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Now I know what you're thinking. Because God honored the faith of the little girl who prayed. He provided what they needed before they even knew they needed it and put it where they could get it when they needed it. He's Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Now, I know what you're saying. That's 100 years ago. Oh, well, guess what happened Thursday when 12 of us got together at Leona's. And it was my discipleship group. And we were there, the 12 of us. And I said, okay, we haven't been together in a little while. So here's what I want us to do. Tell your name and a little bit about yourself and what God is doing in your life now. And everybody went around. And when it got to Mike Elam, Mike said, well, I'm going to tell you what God is teaching me. He's teaching me to depend totally on him and don't depend on anybody, not even myself. He said, you know, Mike can talk now. And Mike said, he said, first of all, I struggled with cigarettes, and I knew I was supposed to be smoking cigarettes, and I told God, you got to give me the power because I can't do it myself, and I ain't had a cigarette since because God knew what I needed, and he gave me the power to pull it off. He said, I'm going to tell y'all something else, too. I just had a problem with the ladies. I love to get my swerve on. I love to step to the ladies, and he said, and I say, God, I got to save myself for the wife that you got for me. And so, God, give me power. He said, I ain't touched a woman since I said that prayer. God is the one who provides. He said, so my car broke down last week, and I took a chill pill. I didn't get all upset. I said, wait a minute. God been taking care of me up to this point. He know I need a car. He know the car broke down, so I'm not going to worry about it. God, I'm just going to watch and see what you're going to do. He said, even before he got the prayer done, the phone rang. And so he picked up the phone after he said amen, and it was his granddaughter. She said, granddaddy, how you doing? He said, I'm doing fine. She said, you don't sound like it. Got a little something in your voice. Is something wrong? He said, nothing's wrong. Everything's fine. He said, but my car did break down yesterday. She said, your car broke down? Well, guess what? Yesterday, I bought a new car, and you know the car I had, it still runs well. It's sitting in front of the house. Why don't you come over now and get the car? Now, some of you ain't clapping, but I just came to tell you, don't hate, celebrate, and God may let you participate. Yeah, he said, and she said, you can keep it as long as you want. I just need it back next month. But you get the point. It's like, wow, look what God did. That you know what Mike and that little African girl had in common? Faith. They believed and trusted God to be their Jehovah Jireh, their provider. They realized that their current circumstances were designed to test the validity of their faith and to see if they really believed God. You want to know why? Ask me why. Because a faith that can't be tested can't be trusted. Oh, that's right. That's right. Because generally, you and I know God in direct proportion to the faith that we have in him. I'll understand that. Say it another way. In other words, how will you know he's Jehovah Rapha if you never got sick? Yeah, God, our physician, the one who's able to heal us. See, you got to be sick in order to really believe that God can heal you. As long as you well, you can walk around talking about how much you believe God can heal. But until you laying on the bed and you got blood clots in your lungs and the doctors don't know why they're there and you just trust God to raise you up and he took you out on Sunday, brought you back on Sunday. Because he's Jehovah Jireh. Yeah, you don't know that God is Jehovah Shalom, God my peace, until you tore up from the floor up, until you don't have any peace, until you are anxious and worried and afraid. And then he comes, the Prince of Peace, and gives you peace. And the Bible tells us he's tore down the middle wall, a partition that separates us from him. And he has given us inner tranquility in the midst of outer turbulence, that everything is going to hell in a handbasket, but you chilling like a villain, just resting in what God is able to do. So how do you know that he's Jehovah Tsidkenu, God our purity, unless you wrestling with some sin?
Well, you're listening to a message entitled Jehovah Jireh, My Provider, as we look at just one of the names of God. We'll continue this message in just a moment. If you ever miss part of a broadcast or maybe an entire broadcast you want to go back and catch up, come to our website. It's treasuretruthradio.org. There you can listen to programs by simply streaming them through your computer or mobile device. You can download MP3s for free, or you can order copies of this broadcast on CD. You're going to find the ability to listen online and a lot more when you check out our website. Again, it's treasuretruthradio.org. Well, if your Bible's not open, I hope you'll join us in Genesis 22 as we continue our message, Jehovah Jireh, My Provider.
Yeah, in other words, the songwriter, Andre Crouch, said it best. He said, if I never had a problem, I wouldn't know that God could solve them. I wouldn't know what faith in God can do. So through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, I've learned to depend upon his word. The part I like is I thank God for my mountains, and I thank God for my valleys, and I thank God for all he's God brought anybody through. Does anybody know that the only reason you're here today is because God has been faithful, that God has come in the midst of your valley, of your shadow of death, and he said, fear not, for I am with you. Give God some praise in the house of the Lord. Yeah, now in Genesis 22, he's going to reveal himself to Abraham as Jehovah Jireh. Abraham, I'm about to take you to a new level. I'm about to reveal further purpose. In order to reveal further purpose, sorry, Abraham, I've got to give you further pain. And so he says, and this is the first time he's revealed that name, Jehovah Jireh. Now I know we've heard it means the Lord who sees. This means more than that. Let me tell you what it means, and we'll talk about it as we go through this text. The God who sees what you need before you need it and puts it where you can get it when you need it. Here's the theme of those verses. The theme is this. You and I must walk in faith despite the test, in order for Jehovah Jireh to be our provider. See, look at it. This little girl and Mike made a profession of faith, and their faith was tested in the lack. Do you believe that God can do what he said he can do? Or are you just talking? You know, we used to call it in my day. I remember there was cats that we used to think they was tough until we got into fights with them. I remember Skip used to have me running all the time until it was pop out of sailor time. It's all I can stand. I can't stand no more. And so I stood up to him. And then I found out he couldn't fight at all. What was I running? But he sold wolf tickets. Some of y'all sell wolf tickets. Yeah, I know the Lord am I provider. Then why in the world, when somebody asks you how you are, you say, I'm under the circumstances. What you doing under there? If you believe God can, you believe God will, then you need to say it. Right now, things aren't going the way I want them to go yet. God hasn't given me a husband yet. God hasn't given me a car yet. I don't have a job yet. I ain't healed yet. Somebody got to know and somebody got to believe that God is looking for some yet people. Some folk who will say, yet I will bless the Lord. Though he slay me, still I will trust him. Yeah, I hope I got three or four like that that's going to roll with me. So here's what I want you to see. Here's all I want you to see today. I only have time for verse 1. Look at somebody and say, I knew it. Now, here's what verse 1 is all about. It's preparation for the test. Now, it's preparation for the test. Let's do it. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here am I. Watch this. This is fantastic. Now, and you say, wait, what you talking about, Pastor Ford? Okay, here it is. Why preparation? I've said it a million times different ways. That God is getting Abraham ready for what he's prepared for Abraham. Because if God gives Abraham what he's prepared for him and Abraham's not prepared, then Abraham gonna blow his blessing. How many of us have blown our blessing because we have not been prepared for what God has prepared for us? I submit to you today, that's happening to a lot of people here today. I'm guaranteeing you that there's a lot of people that God hasn't given to you because God said, you ain't ready yet. You ain't ready yet. See, you want a house, but you don't keep the apartment clean. You ain't ready yet. You ain't ready yet. See, you want Bible knowledge, but you don't want to read the Bible. You ain't ready yet. Yeah. You want A's on your report card, but you don't study. You aren't ready yet. You want your own ministry, but you ain't never worked with anybody in their ministry. You aren't ready yet. You want everybody to help you when you need help, but you don't help nobody when you could help. You aren't ready yet. You want God to make you his priority while you make him your option. Come on, help me somebody. You ain't ready yet. Yeah, you ain't ready yet. Yeah, you want God to give you a good husband, but you still cussing him out. You ain't ready yet. You want God to give you a wife that's submissive. You still ain't loving her like Christ loved the church. You ain't ready yet. And so here it is. I want you to see just four things here. It's one point, but it got four subpoints. So here's what I want you to see. Here's what Abraham must do if he's going to the next level. If Jehovah Jireh is going to be his provider, his faith must be tested and he has to realize what's going on. What's going on? He has to realize four things. Let me give them to you in case you want to fall asleep and then you got the points. And when you wake up and somebody asks you about the sermon, you can talk intelligently about it. So he said, realize the work of God in the context of your life. Realize the work of God in the conflicts of your life. Realize the work of God in the comprehension of your life. And realize the work of God in the challenge of your life. Here we go. Let's walk through this. Watch this. Watch this. First of all, preparation for the test. He says, and it came to pass after these things. Now, I already told you what it came to pass mean. What word are we looking for when we see and it came to pass? It starts with a P. Providence of God. Providence of God. What is providence? When God works in the ordinary circumstances of life. Do you recognize in the ordinary that God is working? Many of us have to have the miraculous. But God is, do you know God is working all the time? And so, but here's the word I want to, focus on for the first point in this preparation for the test. After these things. Now, what does after these things mean, Pastor Ford? Glad you asked. You ask an intelligent question. It's a logical connector of time. It shows sequence. Here's what it's telling us. As you begin to look in chapter 22, don't separate chapter 21 from chapter 22. That they go together like a Coke and a smile. And that you need to realize that, you'll never understand Genesis 22 if you don't know what happened in Genesis 21. Now, let me tell you real quick what happened in Genesis 21. In Genesis 21, you had the promise to Abraham is fulfilled. Isaac is born. So he waited 25 years for God to fulfill the promise that he made to him. Look at somebody and say, how long you been waiting? Then the second part of the chapter talks about the protection of Abraham is final. Remember, he had haters. He had haters everywhere. He'd dig a well and they'd come and take it and he wouldn't fight. He relinquished his rights so he could be biblical and he would move on. Finally, now God has put an end to that thing. And you know what God will do? I just want to tell somebody, because somebody came in here with a whole bunch of haters. McDonald's situation, right? Here a hater, there a hater, everywhere a hater, hater. Hater at your job. Some of us work with haters. Some of us live next to haters. Don't tell anybody. Some of us sleeping with our haters. And so God used his haters as his elevators.
That's Pastor James Ford Jr., a message today called Jehovah Jireh, My Provider. Well, we're glad you're here with us on Treasure Truth, and if you missed any part of today's program, you can hear it when you come to our website. It's treasuretruthradio.org. Now, if you're ready to take the next step in your faith and respond to the way that Jesus gave himself for us by giving yourself back to him, well, then we want you to have a book called Radical. David Platt was a young pastor when he saw that the American church was headed in the wrong direction. Instead of putting Jesus first and sacrificing everything else for the sake of the gospel, a lot of Christians put their comfort and their own well-being first. In Radical, David Platt calls us back to the supremacy of Christ and helps us get our faith back on track. Now, as you read this heartfelt and engaging book, you're going to find yourself challenged to give everything to God and trust Him with your future. So request Radical when you give a gift of any amount to Treasure Truth. Call us at 888-644-7660. Or come to treasuretruthradio.org. You know, the messages you hear on this program are made possible by the generosity of our monthly partners, those who give faithfully and consistently so you can receive God's Word in your car, at home, or wherever you want to listen. If you're a monthly partner, we're grateful to have you. And if you'd like to become a monthly partner, call us at 888-644-7660 or go online to treasuretruthradio.org. Well, I'm Steve Hiller. Our producer is Amy Rios. Join us again Wednesday for more teaching from Pastor James Ford Jr. here on Treasure Truth, a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.